the advanced church. Let's turn to the New Testament, Luke 22.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们来翻开新约路加福音二十二章
verse 14 to 23，
从十四节到二十三节。
When the hour came, he reclined at the table, and apostles with him.
时候到了，耶稣坐席，使徒也和他同坐。
And he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
耶稣对他们说，我很愿意在受害以前和你们吃这逾越节的宴席。
For I say to you, I shall not eat it again until it is fulfilled.In the kingdom of God.
我告诉你们，我不再吃这宴席，直到成就在神的国里。
So this verse tells us that in the very beginning, the Lord Jesus, as early as he started his ministry, has been waiting for this day.
这些经文告诉我们，在主耶稣开始他服事的时候，他一直在等待这天。
So let's drop down to verse 19.
让我们再继续读第十八节。
When he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is being given for you.Do this in remembrance of me.
又拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开递给他们说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And in the same way, he took the cup after they had eaten, saying, This cup, which is poured out for you, is a new covenant in my blood.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
We know that all three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all recorded for us the institution of the breaking bread.
我们知道，所有的福音书包括马太、马可、路加都告诉我们是主耶稣设立的饼杯。
And what is unique about Luke is that he added this little phrase for you.
在路加福音中，他特别的增加了一句话说，是为你们。
So it's very personal.
是非常个人的。
So he wants us to feel this invitation from God, the Lord himself.
他让我们可以感觉到这个是从我们主神自己来的一个邀请。
And we know that Matthew and Mark says for many.
我们知道在马太马可福音中说是为多人流出来的。
So let's also turn 1 Corinthians 11.
让我们来翻开哥林多前书11章。
And verse 11, chapter 11, verse 23.
哥林多前书11章23节。
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
祝谢了,就拨开说,这是我的身体,为你们舍的,你们应当如此行,为的是纪念我。
In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
饭后也照样拿起杯来,说,这杯是用我的血所立的新约,你们每逢喝的时候要如此行,为的是纪念我。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
因为每逢,你们每逢吃这饼,喝这杯,是表明主的死,只等到他来。
So the breaking bread has one sole purpose, is to proclaim Lord's death, or display Lord's death.
所以,剥饼唯一的,它的目的就是为了表明主的死。
Let's bow that head and let's pray before the Lord.
让我们低头在主面前祷告。
Father God, this morning we want to give you all the thanks and praises.
父神,今天早上我们想把所有的感谢赞美归给你。
Today is day of resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
今天是主耶稣复活的日子。
The first day of the week.
七日的第一日。
Well, thank you for your grace to gather us together to worship and to give thanks to the Lord Jesus, your Son.
感谢你的恩典召集我们要来敬拜,把敬拜感谢赞美归给主耶稣,基督你的儿子。
As we worship Him and honor Him, we worship you.
当我们敬拜,尊重他的时候,我们就把尊贵给您。But
we pray that all the assemblies on earth today, who call upon your name, we pray that you give us as it relates to pay attention to what you have said to us.
我们求你赐恩典给你的地上的众教会,让我们可以给我们恩典,让我们可以来传达你的话语。Father,
we also pray, may you open the eyes of our hearts.
父啊,求你, 打开我们心中的眼睛,
so that we may see the Lord and Him alone.
今天我们可以单单地看见我们的主耶稣基督。
And we pray also open our ear.
我们也求你打开我们的耳朵,
so we can hear what Holy Spirit says to us in our hearts.
我们可以听见圣灵向我们的心所说的话。
We pray and give all thanks in the name of Christ Jesus, your precious Son.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉我主耶稣基督以儿子的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So, we see this in the first Corinthians, Paul's writing to Corinthian Christians, that he told them about the breaking bread.
我们看哥林多前书十一章,就是保罗给哥林多教会圣徒传达那个波饼。
You can see that Apostle Paul and Luke, they use the same phrase for you.
我们可以看见, 使徒保罗和路加都是用同一个字为你。
So we know that Luke had spent all his Christian life with Paul, wherever called Paul goes, and we can find Luke.
对，因为路加在他的基督徒的生命中、生活中，他一直是跟随保罗的，所以保罗说他跟保罗说的话很类似。
So they share the same thoughts. That's inevitable, and we thank God for it.
所以他跟保罗有同样的心思，我们这是不可避免的，我们为此感谢主。
Last few times, we share this pandemic, what God wants us to learn.
我们已经交通过几次了，就在这个疫情期间，神要我们要做学习什么功课。
So I think coming back to this verse in the Hebrews 12, verse 26.
我回到希伯来书十二章从二十六节开始。
It says his voice shook the earth then, and now he has promised, saying, "Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven."
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。
The author of the book of Hebrews.Tell us about what God wants to do, will do in the end time.
希伯来书的作者要告诉我们，神在末世的时候要做什么事。
He says that God promised that once more He will shake not only the earth that was in the past, He shook the earth, and then but also this time He will also shake the heaven.
他提到他曾经他的身影震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。
So let's think about what does that mean here by heaven.
那我们来思想一下这个震动天，这个天是什么意思呢？
So we know that We are earthly bound creatures.
我们知道我们是属在地上生活的基督徒。
So we're bound with the three-dimensional world. Our world has three dimensions.
我们知道我们是活在这个三度的空间。
And we also see that there are creatures live in the two dimensions.
我们知道有的生物是生活在二度空间的。
For example, ants.
有人说蚂蚁。
And ants live in the two dimensions, does not know the existence of a human being, you and me.
蚂蚁是活在二维的空间，它不知道三维空间的生物，就像我们。
So ants, because do not know our existence, so sometimes you see the ants crawl on our skin. You didn't know that they are actually doing this in danger of their own lives.
因为他们不知道我们在三维空间里的人，所以他们经常在我们的皮肤上爬，他不知道这是很危险的。
So we see that when the Bible talks about heaven, it's in another dimension.
我们知道圣经所提到的天是指另外一个空间或维度。
So let's say it's a fourth dimension.
至少它是，让我们来看第四度空间。
So the people living in the three dimension like us will not know the heaven. Unless that who live in the fourth dimension come to us and tell us about it.
除非生活在四度空间里的人来告诉我们，到我们三维空间来告诉我们。
So God did this marvelous thing.
神做了这个奇妙的工作。
You know that on earth God established the church.
你知道在地上神建立了他的教会。
So even though people who live in the three dimensions do not feel, do not know the existence of heaven.
尽管生活在三维空间的人不知道，也感觉不到天。
Doesn't mean that heaven does not exist.
这不意味着天不存在。
Doesn't mean that spiritual world in fourth dimension does not exist.
不能说明四维空间属灵的空间是不存在的。
And we know that like an ant, how do you want to let ants know existence of human beings? You have to become one of them.
你知道吗？对蚂蚁来说，你如何让它来认识人呢？就是你成为蚂蚁中的一位。
And tell them about yourself.
告诉他你自己。
And God did the similar things that He established the church after He came down as a human being.
神做了类似的一件事情，他成为道成肉身以后，他在地上建立了他的教会。
He tell about what's going on in heaven and who he is.
他告诉我们天到底是怎么回事，他自己是谁。
And he established the church to make the church as the house of God, the gate of heaven.
他建立了教会，让教会成为神的家，天的门。
So, when Bible talk about heaven here, he means the church of God on earth.
对，圣经里面提到的天是指地上的教会。
Because the church is very special. It lives in between the heaven and earth.
教会非常的特别，它在天和地之间。
And so, when the Bible said that God promised that He will not only seek the earth, but also the heaven, to me, He means that He will shake the church.
就像希伯来书所说，他应许说，再一次不但要震动地，还要震动天，这个地方的天，就是说他要震动地上的教会。
And anything to be removed from the church would be removed.
那些不被震动的都要被挪去。
So during this pandemic, we can see that all of the world never happened in history of the church on earth that we forced to stay home.
哦，对不起，那是不被被震动都要被挪去。 就像我们现在目前所处的情况，就是前所未有的情况，这个疫情让我们都要待在家里。
All the assemblies, congregations were forced to stay home and meet online.
所有的聚会都被迫在线上聚集。
So we have to think that what God wants to remove, what God wants to to remain in the church.
我们要来思想，神在教会要挪去什么呢？要保留什么呢？
And we know that God is doing this to prepare the Lord's coming.
我们知道神做这件事情是预备神的再来，主的再来。
God's word tells us before he judges the world, he will judge his house first.
主告诉我们说，在他来审判世人的时候，他要审判他自己的家。
So we can look at this from past messages that we share here, the three things.
我们这里面的信息，我们来我们在过去回顾了三件事情。
And because we are all by ourselves at home, nobody watches us, nobody sees us when we meet. The first thing we share is spiritual reality.
第一件我们就是说讲到的我们在现在我们是在家，没有人看见我们在做什么。我们就都是独自在家，所以我们讨论到这个属灵的实际。
Is it real to us, in us?
这是对我们来说是真实的，也在我们里面是真实的。
Is it our belief in God, in Lord Jesus, is real in us?
因为我们信我们的主耶稣基督，这是在我们里面是非常真实的。
And only God knows and you know.
只有神知道，你自己知道。
So this is the first lesson God wants to learn. So we use Moses' example.
这是神让我们学的第一个功课，我们用摩西来做一个例子。
Remember that the Moses was alone in the wilderness.
我们知道摩西曾经独自在旷野。
No one saw him or watched him.
没有人看他，也没有人看见他。
Okay. When he saw this burning bush, and the bush was not consumed.
当他看到荆棘火焰，发现那个荆棘没有被烧毁。
He wanted to get closer to see what happened, what's going on.
他想走过去靠近一点，看到底发生了什么事。
As he approached and he heard voice from the burning bush, said, Moses, Moses.
当他靠近那个燃烧的荆棘的时候，他听到里面有一个声音说，摩西，摩西。
God told him to remove his sandals. So remove your sandals from your feet. The place on which you are standing is holy ground.
神告诉他，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
Wherever you are in your home,that you join the online meetings, wherever the place is, that place, and yourself, that place is the holy ground.
不管你在家里的哪个地方，不管你在何地参加那个线上聚会，你所在之地是圣地。
So I hope that we all have this consciousness of holy ground wherever we join this meeting today, this morning.
让我们里面有这个意识，我们所在的地方是圣地，不管我们今天从哪个地方来参加这个聚会。
A second thing is that we share is a prayer.
第二件事我们分享的是祷告。
Most the outside activity and services have been suspended because of the pandemic.
大多数外面的活动都被 暂停了，因为疫情的缘故。
So we have to consider that God wanted to discipline ourselves in prayer.
我们要来思想，神是为了要教导我们，管教我们如何来祷告。
God wants us to devote ourselves, prepare ourselves to endure at the prayer.
神要我们要恒心祷告，然后要预备为着祷告的长久忍耐做好准备。
And maybe in the past, we're not disciplined, and we didn't discipline ourselves for prayer.Not only personal prayer, more importantly, church prayer with the other brothers and sisters.
在过去我们可能对自己要求不严，没有受到，没有注意，自己的个人的祷告，特别更加那个要学习的就是教会和众圣徒之间一起的祷告。
God wants us to really prepare ourselves for the prayer.
神要我们要为祷告先预备好我们自己。
Third thing we share is gospel.
第三件事我们分享过的是福音。
So the enemy tried to discourage us to share the gospel.
仇敌试图要来拦阻我们传福音。
And but Paul, in his imprisonment, he says that imprisonment actually did not prevent the gospel from spreading to the world.
保罗曾经被囚在监里，但是他告诉我们，虽然他在被囚，但是福音的传播没有受到任何拦阻。
So he asked us to pray for the gospel meeting. So we need to do that as well to pray for the gospel meeting and to have a gospel meeting in whatever means.
告诉我们要为那个祷为福音聚会祷告，不管这个是什么方式的福音聚会。
We know that coming of the Lord has a few conditions.
我们知道主的再来有几个前提。
And one of them is the number.Of the saved should be fulfilled.
第一个就是得救的人数要得满足。
And fourth thing is what I like to share today.
第四件我今天要分享的是。
That is a breaking bread.
就是薄饼。
So,Since pandemic, shelter in place at all the families do not have, cannot gather together to break bread.
在这个疫情期间，所有的聚会都不能面对面的来擘饼。
Two external testimonies of the church on earth. One is baptism. Second is breaking bread.Have to be forcefully stopped.
教会在地上的见证，一个是受洗，另外一个就是擘饼。这个擘饼，这两项都被强迫停止了。
So we have to think about that what we learn from what God wants us to learn.
所以我们要来思想。神要通过这个教导我们什么
The first thing in my mind is God wanted to revisit the truth of the breaking bread.
第一个就是神要我们要 叫我们重新来思考波饼的意义。
So let's read another two places in the Bible. The first place is Acts 41 and 42.
我们来读两处圣经。第一处是在《使徒行传》第二章41到42节。
So that those who had received his word were baptized, and that day there were added about 3,000 souls.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了3000人。
They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking bread and to prayer.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈祷。
And verse 46.
46节。
Day by day, continuing with the one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meal together with gladness and sincerity of heart.
他们天天同心合一，恒切地在殿里，且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
This is the early days of Christian church.
这是早期基督徒的教会。
And they gather together for these four things. To listen, to be taught, apostles' teaching, and for fellowship.
他们聚集在一起要做这地方有四件事情。第一个就是遵守使徒的教训。
And to the breaking bread and to pray.
还有拨饼祈祷。
And then it 46 tells us that they do this every day.
46节告诉我们他们是天天做这件事的。
In the day, they will be together in the temple.And at the night, they have a meal together from house to house.
白天他们在圣殿里，晚上他们就在轮流着在个人的家里用餐。
Now this house to house is a house church as today we call it.
这个一家一家的就是我们今天所说的家庭聚会。
Because...There's no house big enough to contain 3,000 Christians.
因为没有一个房间，一个家可以来接纳3000人的。
So divided up this congregation into houses who are big enough to host them. So this is a house church.
所以他们把这些人分散开，就看有家里比较大的来接纳这些人。
So second place, let's turn to Acts.
第二处的圣经，《使徒行传》20章。
And verse 7.
第七节。
On the fourth day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread, Paul began talking to them, intending to leave the next day, and he prolonged his message until midnight.
七日的第一日，我们聚会拨饼的时候，保罗因为要次日起行，就与他们讲论，直讲到半夜。
And there were many lamps in the upper room where we were gathered together.
我们聚会的那座楼上有好些灯烛。
And there was a young man named Eutychus sitting on the windowsill, sinking into a deep sleep. And as Paul kept on talking, he was overcome by sleep and fell down from the third floor and was picked up dead.
有一个少年人名叫尤推古，坐在窗台上困倦沉睡。保罗讲了多时，少年人睡熟了，就从三层楼上掉下去，扶起他来已经死了。
But Paul went down and fell upon him. After embracing him, he said, "Do not be troubled, for his life is still in him."
保罗下去扶在他身上，抱着他说，你们不要发慌，他的灵魂还在身上。
So when he had gone back up and had broken the bread and eaten, he talked with them a long while until daybreak and then left.
保罗又上去剥饼吃了，谈论许久，直到天亮，这才走了。
And overall, this is these two verses is early description in the church, how people conduct the breaking bread.
这两刚刚读的两处圣经就讲到早期的时候，他们的剥饼是什么样的方式。
So in Jerusalem, in the very early days, when the church just formed, that they come together, break bread every day, in the houses.
在耶路撒冷，在早期的时候，他们就每天在一起聚集，在家里擘饼聚会。
And in the Acts 20, it is about the Gentile churches.
在使徒行传二十章提到的是外邦人的教会。
Then we start to see our church gather together on Lord's Day, the first day of the week, that they gather together to break bread.
但是在主日，就是七日的第一日，他们聚集擘饼。
And the main meeting on Sunday, he tells us that it is the breaking bread.
在星期天主要的聚会，这里告诉我们就是擘饼聚会。
Now we can see that this tradition has been passed for 1,000 years.
我们知道这个传统已经经过了几千年了。
So you can still see the Catholic Church actually retain this tradition.
你可以看见天主教会，他们还是保留了这个传统。
Unfortunately, Protestant churches forgot about this important truth.
但是不幸的是，他们忘了这个重要的真理。
The Protestant churches, they have communion or breaking bread once a month or different time. They don't break the bread every time they gather, meet on Lord's Day.
他们那个擘饼聚会是有的时候是一个月或者是不同的时间，他们不是每个周日都来，每个主日都擘饼。
The Protestant churches focus on the preaching the word of God.
他们注意非常注重神的话的讲道。
But in Catholic Church, you can see they call something called a mass.
天主教他们有做了一件事情，就是弥撒。
Every Sunday, the most important activity is this mass.
每个星期天最重要的事情就是弥撒。
We know that the breaking bread been changed in the Catholic Church history because they introduced a lot of pagan worship and doctrines inside into the breaking bread.
因为天主教里面在擘饼 的真理之外加了很多别的教训或别的活动在里面。
So the mass now become not exactly like what Bible tells us.
所以弥撒并不是像圣经里面所告诉我们的。
But you can still see from this mass, from this tradition that both Catholic Church still hold on to that in the early Christian Church, every time Christians meet together on Sunday to worship, the main, major, most important meeting is the breaking bread.
但是弥撒倒是保持了那个天主教的弥撒保持了早期教会每个星期天在一起做的事情，就是擘饼。
So, thank the Lord for that. And let's further touch on this Trinity, because in order to understand the breaking bread, we need to understand our triune God.
我们为主感谢。我们为此感谢主。现在我们来，来讲一下三一神，三位一体的神。因为我们要想真正的了解波比的话，还是要了解三位一体的神。
So, it helps us to understand to enter fully into the breaking bread.
这是可以帮助我们完全的进入真，
So before we start, I'd like to share a brother, what brother said.
开始之前，我想分享一个我们一位弟兄说过的话。
Trying to explain the Trinity will lose your mind.
你要想解释三位一体，会让你脑子发疯了。
Trying to explain away.The Trinity will lose your soul in its salvation.
但是你又不想解释三位一体的话，你就失去救恩了。
So meaning that you don't want to accept the Trinity truth, then you will not, that means you do not believe in the God the Bible tells us. So you will not have salvation.
如果你不接受这个事实的话，说明你不相信神在圣经里教导我们的，所以你就没有救恩。
So with this warning from this brother, we like to share about Trinity.
所以，有这两个，在这两个警告下，我们想来分享三位一体。
So we don't want to lose our mind, because we want to do this.
我们不想脑子发疯了。
So we want to, with our simple faith, accept what the Bible tells us about this truth, about God Himself.
我们就想用个简单的信心来接受神的话教导我们的神的三位一体，神他自己。
We're not going to be like scholars in the academia.Trying to do the research to explain that Trinity, the mystery of Trinity, to themselves.
我们不想像学术界那样研究三位一体，不像神学家那样的来研究解释三位一体。
So, though we do not understand the Trinity, but we believe from the Word of God,God is one, and God is in three persons.
虽然我们不能理解三位一体的神，我们相信神是独一的，因为神也有三个位格，就是父神、子神、圣灵神。
So God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
父神、子神、圣灵神。
So they are equal in substance and nature, in power and in glory and honor and in holiness.
他们在本质、本体、 能力、荣耀、尊贵和圣洁上都是平等的。
So this is a statement of faith we wrote before when we borrowed Presbyterian Church many years ago. They asked for a statement of faith that's part of that statement. We wrote and sent to them.
这也是我们在信心的宣告里面提到的这些提到的三位一体。
So, Bible tells us this is we believe in one God.
神告诉我们，我们是相信的是一位神。
Now, most important verse, right, is that in Deuteronomy 6:4.
最重要的一段经节就是在《生命记》第六章第四节。
Hear Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们神是独一的主。
And then we can see that this is the foundation of Judeo-Christian faith. We believe in one God.
这就是犹太人那个信仰的基础，我们相信是独一的主。
犹太人跟基督徒 Judeo-Christian.
Judeo-Christian.
In that second place, we can see this, we believe in Trinity is in the Matthew 28:19. Let me just quickly go over the places in the Bible that mention that. So Matthew 28:19.
我们来读马太福音28:19.
So therefore, make the disciples of all the nations,baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Though we did mention the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, but the name, the word name is singular name.
所以我们这里提到父神、子神、圣灵，这个里面的那个名，这里的名是是个单数的。
So it tells us the one God in three persons, though they are in three persons, but they are one God.
所以我们这里提到一神别三位，三位是一神。
And John 10:30, it tells us that Lord Jesus said, I and the Father are one.
在约翰福音10:30，主耶稣说：“我与父原为一。”
And he makes himself equal with God.
他让使自己与神平等。
If you read the next verse, Jews pick up the stone, try to stone him to death, because to them, this word, this sentence, what the Lord Jesus said, is blasphemy.
约翰福音10:31。犹太人又拿起石头来要打他，因为他认为他们是亵渎。
And John 14:16.
在约翰福音14:16。
Lord Jesus says, I'll ask the Father and he will give you another helper.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
Now this another in Greek has two words.
这里的另外在希腊文中是用两个组成的。
This word here is used for another of the same kind.
这里的另外是指本质完全相同的另外一位。
So some people say this one can.Be understood as another Jesus.
有的人说这可以被理解成是另外一位基督。
So you remember that Lord Jesus promised us, he said, I will not leave you as an orphan in the world. And what Lord Jesus meant, many people understood that as a resurrection, Lord Jesus will see them again. But actually, it means the Holy Spirit will come to live in them, with them.
很多人理解的是这个另外是指主耶稣复活还要再来，但是这地方指的是其实就是圣灵。So
Lord Jesus here tells us that the Holy Spirit is like Him in nature, and He, Holy Spirit, is God.
主耶稣这里告诉我们，圣灵和他是同本质、同性质的，圣灵就是神。
And another word in the Greek, or another means another different kind.
希腊文中还有另外一个，另外是指不同性质的另外的一位。
And here the Paul using the another of the same kind, we know that he referred. It tells us that Holy Spirit is God.
这地方的另外的这一位是指同性质相同的另一位，他是指圣灵，提到圣灵是神。
In Matthew 12 and verse 31, he said, Therefore I say to you, any sin that blasphemy shall be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, shall not be forgiven.
马太福音12章31节，所以我告诉你们，人一切的罪和亵渎的话都可得赦免，唯独亵渎圣灵总不得赦免。So
this is a place. These are the places we can see that the God is three persons, three persons in one.
这里可以让我看到，神是有三个位格，三位又是一神。
So it focuses on the it's on the one.
这是注重在一，独一。
And then we also know some other places in the Bible telling us that we have a one God but in three persons, distinct persons.
在圣经别的地方也告诉我们，神是三个位格。
So, for example, Lord Jesus in the Gospels prayed to the Father.
在福音书里面，主耶稣向着父神祷告。
And he's not praying, speaking to himself. He actually praying to the Father, God.
他不是在自言自语，他是在向着父说话。
And 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6, it tells that they are different in functions or domains.
哥林多前书12章，4到6节告诉我们，他们的三个位格的功用或者所处的领域是不一样的。
But it says, now there are variety of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are ministries, but the same Lord. These are varieties of effects, but the same God, means God the Father, who works all things in all.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位，执事也有分别，主却是一位，功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
So here we know that Paul mentioned the three persons in the Godhead.
我们知道这里保罗提到，在神格里面有三个位格。
And in 2 Corinthians 13:14, it tells us that the grace of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前，等等，哥林多后书13章14节提到， 愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
Even though three persons, they all share the same attributes as being God, but here it has emphasis, different emphasis of attributes described to them, the grace of the Lord Jesus, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
虽然他们三个位格的神都是同有神的属性，但是这里特别的讲到他们有不同的特性或属性，就是指主耶稣基督是恩惠，神是慈爱，圣灵是交通或感动。
And the Apostle Paul's prayer in Ephesians, the grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
使徒保罗在以弗所书的祷告，以弗所书第三二节，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。
And the next verse says, Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
一章三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上。
So you see that Paul here clearly tells us that two persons, God the Father and the Lord for Jesus Christ, make that distinction.
所以这里我们可以看保罗提到父神和主耶稣基督这两个是不同的。
And also Paul in 1 Corinthians 11:3 about the headship of Godhead.
这里保罗又在哥林多前书11章3节讲到了神格里面的一个次序。
But I want you to know, to understand that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is head of a woman.And God is head of Christ.
我愿意你们知道，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
So he tells us very clearly that the order in the Godhead.
这里非常清楚地告诉我们神格里面的一个次序。
But there's a side note, when we read this, we read it carefully. Christ is head of every man. But he says that the man is the head of a woman.
这里我们读的时候要注意到，他说基督是个人的头，这个人是男人，然后 the man, 男人是女人的头，这个女人是单数的一个女人。
So it means that you are wife.
就是指
your own wife.
哦，这是指你的妻子。
Now, no one else.
不是指别的。
So some brothers in some other congregation, they not only consider themselves head of their wife, but also consider they're head of all other sisters in the church.
在有些弟兄或者在有些聚会中，他们认为男人不光是他妻子的头，还是所有的姐妹的头。
You know, Bible teaching is we should respect all the sisters.
圣经告诉我们，我们应该尊重所有的姐妹们。
So when Paul wrote it, he wrote it very carefully. The man.Is head of your own wife.
所以保罗在这里写的非常清楚，男人只是自己妻子的头。
In this, when we share this all the verses, there's a lot of other verses to tell us that the three persons in one God, one God in three persons.
我们已经读了这么多经节，还有很多别的经节也告诉我们。
But I want to bring this aspect out.
但是我想把其中的某一点特别指出来。
Bible never tells us that God the Father has a body.
圣经从来没有说父神有身体。
Father God never took the form of human being.
父神从来没有取人的身体。
God the Holy Spirit does not have a body.
圣灵神也没有身体。
He did not have a body in the past. He did not have a body ever.
他过去也从来没有取人的身体的样子。
Only God the Son, second person in Godhead, He came down to earth, become one of us, taking the form of a slave, and died on the cross for us.
只有三位一体的神中，只有子神，他取了有身体的样子，取了一个奴仆的形象，为你为我。死在十字架上。
The Bible says, God, Father, and the Holy Spirit, they dwell in their presence in Jesus Christ when He was on earth.
圣经里面告诉我们，当主耶稣在地上的时候，父神和圣灵神也是在耶稣里面，而且与主耶稣同在的。
It doesn't mean, though, that God, the Father, and the Holy Spirit would take the Lord Jesus' body and claim to be their own.
但这并不意味着父神和圣灵取了主耶稣的身体成为他们的身体。
No. Because the Holy Spirit and the Father God, Holy Spirit and Lord Jesus, now they all in spirit live in us.
现在父神、子神和圣灵都住在我们里面。
But doesn't mean that you take our body, we become God. Otherwise, right? God is not, we cannot say God now have a body and we become God.
但是这个并不能使神和圣灵取我们的身体，让我们的身体成为他们的身体。否则我们就是神了。
So we cannot say Father God has body and the Lord Jesus has body or Holy Spirit, especially Holy Spirit has body. That's our body. No, we cannot say that.
所以我们不能说圣灵、主耶稣和父神有我们的身取我们的身体作为他们的身体，我们不能说这样。
They will not replace our person as a person.
他们不能取代我们成为一个人。
We're not only God the Son who had a body while He's on earth in order to be the sin offering for us for our sins.
只有子神取了人的身体，是为了要把他自己当成赎罪祭献给神。
So we know that the Lord JesusWhen he took on the body, he died on the cross.
我知道主耶稣他有身体在十字架上。
And the Father God remembered, the Lord Jesus cried out, God, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候，主耶稣是向神呼求说，我的神，我的神，为什么你弃我？
So we know that Father was not on the cross to die for us.
所以我们知道父神没有在十字架上为我们死。
Because God had to forsake him on the cross because he is the sin for us. He became sin for us, as the Bible says.
因为主耶稣在十字架上为我们成为罪，他在十字架上担当了我们的罪。
As the Holy Spirit is still with Lord Jesus, but He is not become Lord Jesus in body.
圣灵当时肯定是跟神的跟主耶稣在一起的，但是呢，他并不是说他取了 主耶稣的身体做他的身体。
So Lord Jesus says, when he at the very night, he was about to be betrayed by his own, he said, do this in remembrance of me.
主耶稣在那个被卖的那天晚上，他说，你们在剥饼的时候，他说你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
It is the second person of Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣第二个人。
The Son, the second person in Godhead is Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，在位格中的第二位是主耶稣基督。
So otherwise, Lord Jesus, when he prayed, he always prayed to the Father.
当主耶稣祷告的时候，他总是向着父祷告。
And when Paul prayed, most of the time he prayed to the Father.
当保罗祷告的时候，大多数时间他是向父祷告。
And we also know that the Christians, Bible recorded that they, some of them prayed to the Lord Jesus.
我们知道基督徒有的时候是向记载说你向着主祷告的。
So, the currently most one sisters in our background prayed to the Lord Jesus. This is a from tradition of brethren.
大多数基督徒是这样祷告，向主祷告的大多数是从弟兄会来的。
So, whether we pray to the Father or to the Lord, I think in other occasions, they are all okay. Because, you know, the three persons in Godhead, they are one God. They will not be jealous, with each other.
对，在别的情况下，你对，父祷告，对主祷告都没有关系，因为三位就是一体的，所以呢，没有存在的差别。
But at the breaking bread, Lord Jesus set it up specifically for himself, by the Lord himself.
在别的聚会中，那个父子圣灵之间不会有嫉妒的，但是呢，在多饼聚会中，这个是专门给的，为了主的。
All the meetings that we have is led by the Holy Spirit. And only this meeting is Lord Jesus instituted, set up by himself, for himself.
别的聚会都是由圣灵带领的，圣灵在工作，但是这个多饼是单是由主耶稣自己设立的，也是单独为他自己的。
So all other meetings is through the Holy Spirit. It's leading through the church, through the brothers and sisters in the church, and set up these meetings.
所有别的聚会都是由圣灵来带领，借着教会的兄弟姐妹设立的。
But only the breaking bread is the institute set up by the Lord, and that it is for himself. It's in remembrance of me.
只有擘饼聚会是由主耶稣亲自设立的，而且他说，为的是纪念我。
So this meeting is by the Lord Jesus and for the Lord Jesus. And when we pray, we should pray to him.
所以这个擘饼聚会是主耶稣设立的，也是为了他，当我们祷告的时候，我们要向着他祷告。
And God the Son had a name on earth. His name is called Jesus.
神的儿子在地上有一个人的名字，就是耶稣。
And dear brothers and sisters, that if we understand that what this breaking bread meeting is for, then it will enhance our experience when we come to breaking bread. You will expand our vision of the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们理解这个擘饼聚会的意义的话，会增加我们在擘饼聚会中的经历，会可以使我们的感恩有更多的增加。
And our prayer should be for what Lord Jesus has done for us, because he said, proclaim his death.
因为我们祷告是祷告主为我们所做成的事情，因为这里面写着是表明他的死。
So it's not for regular prayer request or personal needs or even a church need.
这不是我们常规的祷告祈求的事，所祈求的，不是我们个人的祈求，也不是为个人的需要祷告，也不是为教会的需要祷告。
We should not pray for personal needs at this meeting, and also should not pray for the church, the ministries. It's not for that. There are other times and place for that, but at the breaking bread, 100% of focus should be on the Lord and what he has done for us through his death.
我们个人需要的祷告，教会服事的祷告，应该在别的聚会上。在这个擘饼聚会上，应该100%的都是为了纪念主为我们所做成的，纪念他的死。
We want to pray in our prayer is a thanksgiving and the praises to the Lord Jesus.
我们祷告的就是，我们对主的感激、赞美、称颂。
Again, it's only Lord Jesus.Who had a body, the second person in Godhead, who took the body, become one of us, and died on the cross for us.
在三位一体的三个位格中，只有第二个位格主耶稣子神曾取了人的身体，在十字架上为我们死。
It is very exclusive for.God the Son.
这是特别为了子神的。
Only because, again, focus on only he took the form, they had a body and died on the cross. Now he asks us to do it in remembrance of him.
只有他取了人的样子，为我们死在十字架上。我们如此做是为了纪念他。
So, now we like to see that in the Bible, it taught us about the grace in the breaking bread. So we like to share that. Now this is the, we just mentioned the truth, in the breaking bread. And, we should all come to breaking bread with the,focused on praising and thank the Lord Jesus.
我们已经讲了擘饼的真理，所以我们来到擘饼聚会的时候，我们是就是为了感谢、赞美、敬拜神、敬拜主耶稣。
And Bible have a three occasions. I'd like to share very quickly. I run out of time.
时间不够了，我想再分享有三个，一个例子在圣经里面。
I'll give these references and for one sister to take home and meditate on these three places. First place is that Melchizedek meeting with Abraham with the bread and wine.
我这里有三个。有三个例子，大家可以带回家去思考。其中的一个例子，第一个就是麦基洗德拿着饼和酒来迎接亚伯兰的。
And we remember that he defeated four king alliance and took all the spoils they've taken and restored to other, the owners.And the king Sodom came to greet Abraham
我们知道他胜了死亡，他拿了一切的掳物，然后又把东西归还原主，这样他回来以后，那索多玛王就要在沙威谷迎接他。
And he was very happy to see Abraham, and he told, so right before they met, on the way they're meeting together.
这个索多王可能。索多玛王可能很高兴要见到亚伯兰，他要见亚伯兰，要在亚伯兰见。
他在路上的时候，还在路上的时候。
他路上的时候。
Melchizedek that intercepted their meeting and brought bread and wine to meet Abraham, blessing first.
所以，麦基洗德就拦阻了他和索，在他和索多玛王见面之前拦阻了他，带着饼和酒，并且祝福了亚伯兰。
Well, we know that Melchizedek is a type of Christ in Old Testament.
所以，亚伯兰还在旧约中，这个麦基洗德好像就是代表着耶稣基督。
So it tells us overcoming life with a blessing.From the Lord with the bread and wine.
这是代表了一个得胜的生命，借着饼和杯去抵挡了世界。
So Sodom, King of Sodom, represent the world.
索多玛王代表的是世界。
So later, when he met Sodom, the King of Sodom, he said, overcome the temptation that.King of Sodom offered him.
所以当亚伯兰在见到索多玛王的时候，他就可以来胜过索多玛王给他的那个试探诱惑。
In the second place, the disciples on the way to Emmaus in the Luke.
第二个例子就是门徒在以马忤斯的路上。
Because after Lord Jesus was crucified.All the disciples become very, very disappointed and perplexed, confused.
所以在耶稣钉十字架以后，所有的门徒都忧虑，这就是很迷惑、困扰，而且非常的失望。
And two of them left Jerusalem and wanted to go to a village called Emmaus.
所以有两个门徒就离开耶路撒冷，去一个村子叫以马忤斯。
And the Lord Jesus appeared to them, pretending to be the stranger.
所以主耶稣呢就靠近他们，假装是一个陌生人。
And remember that at the end, we all know the story that Lord Jesus stayed with them that night and broke the bread.
我们都知道最后的结果是，就主耶稣就留在那里，晚上和他们住下了，要剥饼。
And when he broke the bread, they recognized it was Lord Jesus.
当他们在剥饼的时候，他们就认出来他是主耶稣。
So they realized that they saw Lord Jesus. They turned back to Jerusalem.
当他们认出主耶稣以后，他们就回到耶路撒冷去了。
So what that tells us that breaking bread actually have a blessing of restoration.
所以这个告诉我们，剥饼有一个对我们有个祝福，就是来重新来恢复我们。
And enlightenment.
有那个光照我们。
Because Bible says their eyes were opened.
圣经告诉我们他们的眼睛开了。
And the third place I'd like to share is in Acts 20.
第三处是指在《使徒行传》二十章。
We just read in the beginning that when they gather on theFirst day of the week for to have a breaking bread.
我们已经读过了，就是七日的第一日，他们聚集波饼。
Paul was sharing the messages with them, and he has a lot to say, so the meeting continues into very night.
保罗在和他们讲论，还有这么多的话要讲，一直讲到午夜。
And the one of a boy fell asleep and fell from the window sill from a third floor.
这个孩子叫尤推普的孩子，就是睡着了，他就从三楼的窗台上掉下去。
And when they pick him up, he was dead.
被扶起来的时候，他已经死了。
But when Paul came to him, embraced him, prayed for him, and we see that he came to life.
但是当耶稣伏在他身上抱着他，他就复活了。
So on that day, they experienced the grace of resurrection life.
在那一天，他们就经历了这个死里复活的恩典。
So this is an experience that we should all have if we treasure the breaking bread.
如果我们要宝贝波饼的话，我们这个都是我们可以经历的这个复活。
The purpose for that is to remember the Lord.
目的是为了要纪念主。
The Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
The outcome will be that we'll experience this victorious life.
外面的经历就是我们都可以经历这个得胜的生命。
Life that we stored.
一个被重新恢复的生命。
Enlightened life.
一个被受到光照的生命。
And we can experience resurrection life.
我们可以经历复活的生命。
And I cannot share my own personal experience because of run out of time. I think this will be experienced with many brothers and sisters.
因为时间的问题，我不能分享我个人的经历，但是这个许多弟兄姐妹都有这个复活的经历。
The first day.Of the week. God wants us to stay the whole week with the victorious life, an enlightened life, and the resurrection life.
神让我们开始我们的新的一周，是以一个复活的生命，一个被光照的生命，一个被恢复的生命。
Let's bow with a word of prayer.
让我们低头有些祷告。
Father God, thank you so much for this time together with us.
父神，谢谢你，这样的感谢你，与我们同，这段时间与我们同在。
May the Holy Spirit take your word and make real in our hearts.
圣灵来将你的话语在我们生命中成为实际。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉我主基督耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.